shouting for help. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. Have you ever been shouting for help? Not only in a soccer match to ask the teammate for help, but in real life struggle, in desperate situation, shouting for help. The blind beggar by the roadside, when he heard that Jesus came along, he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Mark 10 verses 46 to 49. He was shouting. Many sternly ordered him to be quiet. He shouted even louder. Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." Jesus does not reject us if we call to him, if we shout for help. He never rejects us. In fact, he is happy if we turn to him, because then our life can go right. Then we get the right direction. God is only one prayer away, only one shout away, whether spoken out loudly or in the heart. God is close. He wants to help. He listens to our shouts, to our crying. Also the psalmist, he knew about that. The psalmist said, "In my alarm I said, I'm driven far from your sight." The psalmist prays to God, "I thought I was driven far from your sight, but you heard my supplications when I cried out to you for help." Psalm 31 verse 22. Let's pray. Lord, we turn to you. You know all the things where we need help. You know our cries. You know our shouts, loud or silent. And sometimes we even cannot find words. You know our heart. And you help. Thank you that you help, have helped so many times. Most of all, you have won the biggest victory. Biggest victory about the real big evils. Victory over devil, over death, over sin, over hell. You have won it. And you have opened the gate to your kingdom for us. Thank you for your great deeds, for your great help, which we could have never accomplished alone. We are far from that. By ourselves, we even always turn more far away. Thank you that you never leave us alone, that you always hear our shouts, all our crying. To you be all praise and glory and honor forever. Amen.